Yes. Now the Gemara clears shalas according to Shab Lezishitam to say that even though at the beginning when you made the dough, you did not have enough flour there to mechayiv yourself in challah, but later, even after you bake each one separately, you put all the matzahs or the bread together in one basket, it's mechayiv you in challah. Now the shalom is what's called the basket. So Gemara says, Boi Reb Yirmiya, Tavlo, if you have a board, She'ein lo levazbazin, it doesn't have any ledges, Izmal, what's going to be the halacha? Toich kli binan v'oleka, so you have to say it has to have a shame basket, means that you put all the bread inside the kli. There has to be an inside to it. And here there's no inside to the vessel. Oy dilma, maybe avir kli binan. It's enough just that it's in the space of a vessel. Voika, and here you have it. For the Rabbi Teiku, Mars Masupik. What is it called? The salas mitzarfas have to be inside a teich? Or no, abi there's an avir, it's inside the space of it. Mortanya Rebbe Lezer Weiner. Hasal mitzarfen. If you put all the matzahs or all the dough into one basket, even though it was made each one separately, less than a shir challah, but now it could be mitzarf. Rebbe Yeshua Weiner. Tana mitzarfen. Yeshua says even a bigger chiddush. Not only do you have to take it off later and put it into the basket, but even b'shash you're baking it in the oven and you have a shir challah in the oven, that's mitzarfen to say you have a chiv to take off challah. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Weiner. Kikra shabavol shanoish chizum izum mitzarfes. Not even a bigger chiddush. No. It's only mitzaref only if the breads like cleave to each other. They have to be combined. But if they don't combine, get attached to one or the other, then zay the taner and zay the sal is not mitzarefit. Yeah, the maista locha we hold taka sal is mitzarefit. So the maista we hold that if you have flour, if you have 5 pounds of flour and you bake it together like to make one big dough out of it, that's mechuyiv midiraisa to take off challah. Now midirabonin, even if you have less, some say between 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour. If you make it a one-time dough of 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour, that's mechuyiv and chal, you take it off without making a brocha. Now this is if you make it together at the beginning. But let's say we're saying now, no, at the beginning you made each dough smaller than that. But just later, after you made the matzahs, or after you made the chalas, you put them together into one basket, the basket is mitzarfet, and there would be a chiv chalam. Which that's usually the minig b'zmanis said when they bake the matzahs, they don't make together the dough or shir chal at one time. They rather make smaller doughs, each one separately. And still they take off chal later, because after they bake the matzahs, they take it out and put it into the same basket. And the basket is full of matzahs. When it gets filled up, then they take off chal one for all of them. Yeah. Yeah. Mishnah says, Vaita, Rabban Gamliel says, Sholosh Noshim, three women, Loshers Kachas. Each one of them could start kneading their own dough. The Yoifer is Batana Rechet. And they could all bake one after another. Zuachazu, that each one of them could bake one after another in the same oven. There's the Chiddush is, even though they're all making the dough together, so they all get finished with the dough together. So when one bakes, the other one has to wait there. So by waiting, we're not afraid that one will become a Chometz. There's still a lot of bake one after another. The Chachamim say they'll know. They are afraid. If they're all going to start kneading the same time, when they all finish, if they're going to have to wait for one after another, there's a chashash and will become chametz. Therefore, the Chachamim say, Sholosh Noshim, if you want to have three women working at the dough, Oiskois bebetzek kachas, achas. They have to work through, all three of them can be working on the dough, but each one is doing a different process at different times. It means achas losher, one starts to knead it. V'yachas areches, and one starts to shape it. V'yachas seif, and one bakes it. So kseida, there's never a time when the dough is left alone. They're always working on it, and as soon as they finish, they bake it. Then there's no chashash of chametz. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, loy kol anoshim, not all women are equal. V'loy kol ha'etzim, not all the wood is equal. Sometimes it's a heatify, it's the hotter, sometimes it's not. Not all the ovens are equal. Some ovens get a hotter fire, some don't get so hot. But this is the klal you should know. Tofach, but any time you see the dough rising, put it into cold water, and the cold water will stop it from rising from becoming chametz. So the Maratana Rabbonin. This is the Braisa. This Braisa goes according, Rashi says, goes according to Chachamim of the Mishnah, to say that three women are not allowed to knead at the same time and then wait one after another to make the baking, but rather one does one and one does the other, one does the third thing. So Rice explains it now. Tana Rabbonin, Losha, after the first Isha, God's finished kneading a dough, he mikatefes. Then she goes to shape it. The Chaverta, the second one, now Losha. Tachter, she starts now over to start making her dough. Mikatefes. Then when she gets finished shaping it, he oifer, the first one that started off, she now bakes us. The second one now is shaping her dough. Tachter, v'yashlish is losha. And the third isha, she starts now to make a dough. Also, he, when the first one gets finished baking, is he losha, she starts over again to start kneading now. V'chaverta oifer, and the chava, the second one that was already shaping it, now she starts to bake it. Tachter, v'yashlish is the new one, the third one, mekatefes. She starts to shape a dough. That's the way the cycle goes over and over again. In other words, at no time is the dough left untouched. You're always working on the dough. One is kneading it, the other one is shaping it, and the other one is baking it. The Mishnah says, Kol zaman shosekes bebetzek ein abol dechivus. That's the assert of the Chachamim. Kol zaman the Noshim are working on the dough, pounding on it, that doesn't let the chametz, that doesn't let the dough become chametz. Rabbi Kiva Roimer loy kol anoshim. Kiva says, no, not all the noshim are equal. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Dante lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. I set over my shayla in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, your Rebbe, you taught us that benoshim zrizus oy benoshim shein zrizus. This is what you meant to say. Are we talking about fast women or not fast women? Are they zoras or not? Be'etzim lachem oy be'etzim yveshim. Is the wood dried out that there'll be a good fire, or the wood is a little bit wet? But Tana Kham is the Tana, a little bit hot, but Tana Tsun, it's a little bit cold. Like, you can't judge all the cases. Omali, he answered back, Ein Lecho, you only have Elamash Hashon Chachamim. What the Chum learned. Zeh HaKlal, this is the cloud when you're making dough. Tofak, if at any point you see the dough rising, Tiltash Betsunin, right away go throw it into cold water. That's the eight. So Rashi says, Dant Lefner Gamil, Shoy Oime Klaus Klau Dover, Bechol Shalish Nosim, Loshis Kaches, Umam Tenes Acha Sach Yofer Stein. In other words, that's Rashi says, that Dante means that this is the way Rabbi Kiva asked the Kasha to Rabbi Gamliel. And that how could you, Rabbi Gamliel, say that the three Noshim Kimamish work together, each one does leash at the same time, each one does shaping at the same time, and the Chur baking they can't do at the same time, so the question is, the Chur is going to come chametz in between. The Torah says, no, any time you see the dough rising a little bit, there's a portion of it, so just throw it into the cold water, and that will stop it from rising. Yeah, Mishnah says, Vaitam, Seyo Yisorif. If you have this Seyo, the sourdough, so Rashi says it means dough for Hechmetz Kot Sorka. It didn't become complete Chometz yet. The dough just started to rise. Is Yisorif, you should burn it. It's like Chometz. You can't keep it in your house on Pesach. For Yoichlei Potter, for somebody eats it though, this is not called Chometz Gomer. You do not get you a Potter. Siddik, let's say the dough gets cracks in it right now, then Yisorif is called Chometz. You have to burn it. Now, once it has cracks in the dough, that's called like chometz gomer, and then lochriz if you eat it, you chayav koris. Ezeil seir, what's considered the seir? It's like a mixas chometz and not a ganz chometz. So Rashi said, Ezeil sorot shapoter zeir, shein boy sedik, your potter, because it doesn't have any cracks, it's not called yet chometz gomer. But it changed colors already. Kodim shomos harois, like a person, his hair stands up like. B'terch pachad v'riyatzas pon of machzifim. His face changes around. So Moses says, Ezeil seir. What's this case of seir, this in-between case, that it's osir, but you don't get chorus? So Moses says, Ezeil seir, k'karne chagovim. Yes, Mishnah says, what Ezeil seir, what's called seir? That's k'karne chagovim. That there are little cracks there, but they don't meet one to the other in the dough. It just looks like the horns of a locust. What about Siddiq? What's Siddiq already? We're saying now that's called Chometz Gomer. That Shinis Arvu Sadok of Zebzeh. That the cracks mamish reach one and the other. That's a bigger degree of Chometz, and that's called Chometz Gomer. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. This is Rebbe Yehuda Shita. The Chachomim Moimrim, the Chachomim say, Zebzeh Hoichle Chayev Chorus. No. Anytime there's even one small crack in the dough, that's already called chametz gomer, and you get karas for that if you eat it on Pesach. Amazing. You eat it on Pesach. The Ezeil Seir, what's considered the Yisoid of Seir that you have to burn, but there's no chiyuv karas if you eat it on Pesach? Kol shechsifu ponav. Just the face, the color of the dough changed already. And ki adam shamdu saroysev. Like a person whose hair is standing, in other words, his face changes colors. See, this is the machlekes we had before between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. What is considered the stage that it's vaday chometz already, that yichayev koris? So Rabbi Yehuda, the chometz say that once it has any type of cracks in it already, it's called chometz gomer. It's only sayer when it's only changed colors. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, even if it has some cracks in it, it's still called sayer. What's considered chometz gomer? If the cracks meet one to the other. Matana Rabbonin. Ezeil sayer, what's considered sayer, is called shechsifu ponav. If the color of the dough changed, kodam shamdu saroisa, like a person hears tremendous news, and it's like a little expression, his hair stands up, or he changed his face to change colors. Siduk kekarnei chagovim. And what's called siduk? See, what's called, that's called chometz gomer, that's kekarnei chagovim. It just has very small crack, just like like we're saying now, the horns of the locust. That's enough to give the shame chometz gomer. Divir Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. The chachamim say they'll know. Ezeil sayer, what did it say that there's no chorus if you eat it? Kakane chagovim. Even though it has a little bit cracks in the dough, but if it's only like the horns of the locust, it's okay. Siddiq, what's considered real chometz gomer? Shenis arvu sadokim zebezem. That the cracks mixed up one into the other already. Zebezeh. Vezeh vezeh hoichloi chayev korus. And whoever eats either of them is chayev korus. I fret the Gemara, what do you mean either case? For nan tanan we learn, say ye sarif. For yoichloi potter divri of yudah. See, klo ye potter on sayer. That you don't have a chayev korus on sayer. The Gemara Eimer means like this. The Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Zev is the oichle chayev karis. Rabbi Meir says, what's called sayer if there are no cracks at all in the dough? It's only hichsef ponof. Mashenkin, if you'll have a little crack in the dough, even a little bit of a crack, it would be called chayev. It would be called chametz gomer, and it'd be chayev karis. Omar Rova, my time with Rabbi Meir. What's type of shat in Rabbi Meir? What does Rabbi Meir say that once it has a crack already, it's called chametz gomer? He says, "Ein lecho kol sedek v'sedek milmalo, shein lekamas dokim milmata." Because once you see a little crack on top of the dough, it's a raya that there are a lot of cracks inside the dough. So therefore, like Rashi says, "Kamas dokim milmata, betoich ilkach ki hevi lemalak lekarnach agovim." If you have little bit cracks on top of the dough, hevi lemata finis arbus dokim, and the bottom in the middle of the dough was really considered like mamish, all the cracks are meeting one to the other. Therefore, that is considered chometz gomer. And therefore, therefore, according to Rameya, once you have any type of a crack on top, it's a rye, there are a lot of cracks inside the dough, and that's called chometz gomer. And what's called sayer, this new yisoid of chometz nuksha sayer, that there's no chiyuv karas if you eat it, that's only when just the colors changed already. In other words, it started to become chametz, but not chametz gomer. Therefore, there's only like a lav. There's no chiyuv karas if you eat it. All right, we'll stop here.